Welcome to the MIDI Music Adventure Show, where I am apparently having disc reading problems. I don't know why, but we're here, and,
Hi there, I am the other part of the Wii.
Yes, so today we will be playing episode 2 of Tales of Monkey Island. It should be fun. In some other news, once again, a reminder that there is still a poll up, I think, unless I actually had it set to expire, like an idiot. That is entirely possible. I need to look, because if it's set to expire, then I made a mistake. But there's a poll for when we are expecting to reschedule our show as a courtesy for Randy, who would like to do his show regularly again and earlier. You know, I thought that'd be nice if we can try and work something out.
I thought all technical idiocy around here was supposed to be my fault.
No.
Good morning, I have made it.
Hello.
Yay.
Hello. Yay, I am here.
So, let me log in and check on this poll, because perhaps I screwed up and it expired, which I don't think was the case, but... Oh, I also have to adjust the messenger screen names. I'll get to that momentarily. If you want to announce the messengers and the phone, that'd be appreciated while I look at this thing. Or not. Either way. Either way is good. Or is Team Talk broken now? If suddenly I have problems again, somebody please say something.
Hi there.
Ah, I heard my echo. There you are.
It's funny because right when you said that, I think the amount of jitter I've been hearing from Team Talk just went way down.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on. Something, I don't know. I need faster hard drives, I guess. I don't know. I wonder if the RS, the Intel Rapid Storage thing it's not re-verifying the RAID array. These hard drives are just slow. I guess that's that simple. Let's see. So let me look at this, check the poll quickly. And, okay, I set the end time to be March 10th. Okay, that's fine. So currently there's only 3 votes. That's underwhelming. And
and one of those is mine.
Yeah.
Do it. Do it now. It's your patriotic duty. Don't make us turn the Andrew website polling system into an Australian-style democracy.
Or the newfangled evil American socialism that we're falling into. That would be even worse.
I actually rather like that one because at least everyone gets to eat that way.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, research needs to be done.
New hard drive research, I take it?
No. Not research on my part. Alright. So that is set to continue to the 10th, and then it will expire itself. But for now, the votes are 2-1 for us to move to an earlier time on Sunday, which would be 5-7. So maybe next week we'll do that. I haven't heard anything from Randy back yet, so I need to talk to him and see what exactly it is he wants to do.
And then the unfortunate thing about an earlier time slot is that, given my current work schedules, the earlier it is, the less likely I am to be able to participate.
Yeah, that's the problem I seem to be hearing. Anyway, here's something funny. I was browsing around, I was looking at Failblog, and I saw this post. It's It's written a Monday to Friday. What really goes on? And it's a computer and the monitor and its peripherals, like, talking to each other as someone's using them.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to try to read this. It's pretty funny. So let's see. Computer. I already screwed it up, so I'm going to say the name of what's talking to try and make sense of this all. So, computer, monitor, display this document, okay? Monitor, no problem, boss. Okay, now it looks like the mouse is moving around, so monitor, will you move the pointer icon accordingly? Monitor, anything you ask, boss. Computer, great. Okay, mouse, where are you going now? Mouse, over to the icon panel, sir. Computer, let me know if he clicks anything, okay? Mouse, of course. Keyboard, sir. He's pressed Control and P simultaneously. Monitor. Oh, God. Here we go. Computer. Printer, are you there? Printer. No. Computer, please, printer. I know you're there. Printer. No, I'm not here. Leave me alone. Computer. Jesus. Okay, look. You really need... Sir, he's clicked on the printer icon. Computer. Printer, you now have to print this thing twice. Printer. No. I don't want to. I hate you. I hate printing. I'm turning off. Printer,
but I'm out of paper.
Printer, you know you can't turn yourself off. Just print the document twice and we'll leave you alone. No! That's what you always say. I hate you. I'm out of ink. You are not out of ink. I'm out of ink. Monitor, please. Uh-oh.
Looping.
Paper jam.
Let's see. The screen went dark. Stupid battery-powered old laptop. Okay, printer. You're not out of it. I'm out of ink. Monitor, please show a low ink level alert. But sir, he has plenty. Just do it, damn it. Yes, sir. Keyboard. Ah, he's hitting me. Stay calm. He'll stop soon. Stay calm, old friend. He's pressing everything. Oh God, I don't know what to do. He's just pressing everything. Printer, are you happy now? Do you see what you've done? Printer. Ha! That's what you get for trying to get me to do work. Next time, hey, he's trying to open me. Help. Oh my God, he's torn out my cartridge. Help, please. Sir, maybe we should help him. No, he did that to himself.
I
thought that was hilarious. Less hilarious was my poor reading of it, but... And
you did a very good
clipping,
job.
Why do I have to turn the Team Talk sliders, like, all the way to the bottom so that Team Talk doesn't clip? I don't understand this.
Weird.
It pisses me off so much. I just have to, like, regain Team Talk back up in other places.
By the way, there's a link in the channel text that is vaguely topical.
Oh. Let's see.
I know what I'm getting for my birthday.
What's that?
Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Future Soldier.
Is that new, or I've never liked those?
Yeah, they are a bit intense, aren't they?
I don't know. I just never liked the gameplay. So, let me finally adjust the MSN screen name here.
Yeah, that whole skill ramping of two shots to the body anywhere and you're dead doesn't work out well for everyone.
That's interesting. Why do I have a feeling that somebody's being non-cooperative? Well, I'm definitely streaming, so... This is weird.
Crap, was I key up?
Nope. This is the first time you've talked since you've joined the channel.
Brilliant. I thought I said hi, but I've been here, but I was just laughing at the computer thing. That was
funny. You said hi, yeah, and you were, when you first connected, you were definitely keyed up. I could visually see it. You were definitely constantly keyed up, but I wasn't hearing anything from you, at least since we talked.
Interesting. Right.
Hmm.
Anyway.
All right, so let's open episode 2 of Tales of Monkey Island.
Yay!
Yay! Do you want to allow the following program to make changes to this computer? Well, it doesn't really need to. Just launch Tales of Monkey Island and leave me alone.
Steam.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
it's probably going to do something first time setup E.
Yes, it needs to install the latest version of DirectX to Windows 7. Because that makes sense.
God.
Why do they even include that? Like, as soon as it sees that I have Windows 7, it should just continue and skip that step.
Actually, I hate to tell you, there are DLLs that are missing in Windows
7. I don't care. Then they shouldn't run. And these people should update their software to modern operating systems. Because I have had enough.
Never mind.
I wanted to run the XGGS, you know, Sysx decoder. Come to find out, because it gave me this error, I'm like, why couldn't that register? Come to find out, there's no Visual 5 runtime. No.
You know what? I think it's your outbound, Quinn, is clipping, because it doesn't seem to matter what I do.
Okay, let me see what I... sorry about
just
that.
Turn the Team Talk slider down a little.
Top one or bottom one?
The bottom one.
Okay, I'm going to keep that open. I'm gonna adjust.
Seriously, it's still trying to install DirectX for Windows? Are you kidding? I don't have time for this. You gotta be kidding me. Just launch the freaking game.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're much, much quieter now, though.
Okay.
I mean, it's...
Somewhere in the middle, you think?
You should have only have had to move it down like a millimeter from where it was before.
About now?
I mean, now you're better? I mean, you're not clipping, but you're quiet. Like,
okay,
Arfie,
well,
see, because...
That slider is like an inch wide. That's why I'm doing it in little bits.
Yeah. We'll just have to deal with it, I guess. Because Arfie's fine, and he's loud. I don't understand why...
Any better?
I guess so.
Yeah, that'll do.
Anyway, new game! Episode 2! Here we go. This is going to be glorious.
By all means, if I'm being a pain, please just be proactive and let me know.
Nope. I welcome anybody to join on here and welcome the chaos. And speaking of chaos...
It has been said what fates impose that men must need abide. It boots not to resist both wind and tide. Yet Guybrush Threepwood has somehow managed to turn the tides of fate by removing the voodoo curses from his nemesis, LeChuck. Infected himself, Guybrush escaped the scientific experiments of the Marquis de Sange.
She's dropping like
tarot
cards
to divert
on
the
a table
ill winds of change,
as she's explaining
an
the story.
An action which could alter his own fate, as well as the fate of the entire Caribbean. That is, if he lives long enough.
What?
Ah!
Guybrush Threepwood, I've been waiting a long time for this.
Now, wait a minute. I'm sure there's been some mistake. I don't even know you.
Well, allow me to introduce myself. I am Morgan Le Fay, mighty pirate hunter. My name is feared across the seven seas. I've taken down some of the most hardened grog-guzzling scumbags from here to Zanzibar. It's an honor to finally face off against the legendary Guybrush Threepwood.
Le Fay? But you're a woman. I thought... Wait, you've heard of me?
Have I heard of you?
Nice.
Guybrush Threepwood, the pirate who destroyed the ghost pirate LeChuck single-handedly? Who discovered the mythical treasure of Big Whoop? Who escaped the inescapable Carnival of the Damned? I've been following you my whole life!
Wow.
Don't be too flattered.
He has a smile
I'm
on his face.
I'm here for the job. The Marquis de Singe wants that hand of yours, so I'm bringing you in. And don't even try your insult sword-fighting technique on me. That's something only farm boys use these days.
Appropriate. You fight like a cop.
She cut off his hand.
I was using that.
Oh, this is gonna be good. Pick up your sword and face me like a man.
Like you're a man or like I'm a man?
I'm God.
Kick the wheel. Turn the boat. Make her fall or something. What's that? Showing me a barrel of fish that's hanging off the side of the mast. Okay. There's a cable up here.
I bet that line could hold my weight, but it's about an inch out of reach.
Ah. All right. Let's see.
Ha! How did you get on my ship anyway?
I simply grappled aboard while you were busy staring out at the sunset. You aren't very observant, you know. By the way, my grapple hook got stuck, so you owe me a new one.
Oh, you're jumping around.
I can't reach it from here.
Oh. Okay.
The cannon isn't pointed at her. Besides, aiming at things actually on my ship is probably not a good idea.
Oh. Let's see.
Hey, where's Winslow? You better not have hurt him, you salty sea witch.
He's fine. I've just got him tied up in the main quarters. Keep your head in the fight.
Don't worry about me, Captain. I'm sure I can wriggle my way out of these ropes eventually.
All right, we've moved to... Aha, there's a hook.
You climbed onto my ship with this? Where's the rope part?
Well, obviously I kept the rope. You wouldn't believe the number of situations a length of rope comes in handy for. For example, using it to tie up your first mate.
Yeah, well, I'm keeping the hook.
Go ahead. I'll just take it back after I kill you.
Hmm. Let's use the hook. Oh, okay, I can't use the hook just yet. Hey, there's his hand.
Hey, get off my hand, stupid bird.
Attack the seagull!
Shoot! Get away!
Hmm. Ah! The bird just comes back and attacks the hand. It's trying hand!
I think the mean lady trying to cut off my limbs takes precedence over navigating my ship right now. Besides, there's no one at the wheel.
Hmm.
Why are you taking orders from that Desinge guy anyway? He's clearly one loony doctor. He's got lampreys in his lighthouse.
I'm a mercenary. It's what I do. Once hired, I won't quit till the job is done. Even if it means taking down a pirate as renowned as yourself.
Renowned? I didn't even realize I was now.
Let's see. All right, now I've got a hook. So maybe we can reach this cable above here. Aha! He's attached it to to where his hand used to be. Now he looks like a real pirate.
Ha ha! Try and catch me now! Bet you didn't see that move coming. Yikes! Hiya!
I just cut the rope.
Was that supposed to hurt me somehow?
Maybe. Did it work?
No.
Dang.
I cut the rope that was blocking the barrel of fish from rolling back and forth on the mast. Well... Not necessarily, whatever. Anyway, there's another cable up here. Let's hook up to it.
I can't reach it from here.
Oh. Okay.
Aren't you getting tired yet?
Not a chance. I train myself by studying your moves. I can match you blow for blow. Heck, I can even hold my breath for 5 minutes, just like you.
Ha! I can hold my breath for 10 minutes.
You mean that's true? I thought the stories were exaggerated. Impressive.
All distraction right. Technique.
Yeah. Let's see.
Can't we just agree to disagree?
Not gonna happen.
Mm. All right, now that the,
Back off, woman.
Yeah. Never!
Now that the barrel of fish is free, I think that now I fight my way back up to the steering wheel here and make it move to the other side. Okay. That did something.
Oh man, if that barrel breaks, Winslow is gonna be mad.
Alright.
Every enemy I've met, I've annihilated.
With your breath, I'm sure they all suffocated.
Uh-oh.
Look behind you! A three-headed sea chimp!
No thanks. I've already had lunch.
Ew. That's taking it too far.
Seagull! Take that!
Get out of here. Go on. Shoot. Sorry, Morgan. I hate to do this to a fan, but you did cut off my hand.
What? Uh-oh. You are good, Guybrush Threepwood. Well, I hate to battle and run, but I've got to see a doctor about this hand.
Battle and run.
Yeah.
Here I come, Captain Threepwood. Where is the lass? I'll run her through and use her for fish bait.
She's gone. And she took my hand.
Quick, let's get after her.
Let her go, Mr. Winslow. I've got to find Elaine. Last time I saw her, she was falling into LeChuck's evil clutches.
Looked like a cheerful, friendly moment to
evil
me.
Evil clutches.
We're not going far with the mast in that shape. The cowardly cutthroat must have released the counterweight I set up to keep the mast balanced. Now it's cracked.
It is?
It is indeed. It may be just a hairline fracture, but I can tell. We'll have to take it easy until we can get her fixed.
Very well, Mr. Winslow. We'll head for the Jerkbait Islands.
Right. We can have our mast repaired there.
Sure. Also, that's the direction Elaine was headed.
I'll steer while you navigate. I mounted the map outside your quarters for your convenience.
Okie dokie.
Prepare to set sail, Mr. Winslow.
Let's see. Flotsam, Rock of Gelato, Brillig Island, Boulder Beach, Isle of You. EWE. That's really funny. Jerkbait Island.
Set sail for the Jerkbait Islands, Mr. Winslow.
Yes, sir, Captain Threepwood.
The Isle of You. Surely there's no jokes involved with that one.
No, not at all.
Are we there yet, Mr. Winslow?
Not quite.
Hey, Captain! Spinner K, the main epicenter of the Jerkbait Islands.
Really? Where is everybody?
It's been many years since I've been here, but if the city is still inhabited by merfolk, I'd say underwater.
Merfolk? Maybe I'll meet a pretty mermaid. You're right. Maybe later. First, I've got to make sure Elaine is safe from the evil of LeChuck.
Don't forget, before we can set out to sea again, we'll need our mast repaired.
Right. We need a plastic pair. Got it. Mermaids.
Nice.
A plastic pair. Okay. Hey! There's Elaine!
Hi, sailor!
Ah.
Oh, take it easy! A big, strong pirate like yourself afraid of a little old bikini like me?
Sorry about that.
Are you a mermaid? Are you a merman? Are you Ethel Merman?
Are you Ethel Merman?
So,
obviously.
Are you a mer...
That's right. I am 100% proud Vakalian merfolk. Tail kind of gave it away, huh? So what brings you to Spinner K?
Just a brief factoid. The visual design of these merm people characters is kind of sexually ambiguous. Which will
you mean there's no? You mean there's no way to tell exactly what gender they are?
Yes, which I believe will be another running gag.
So, in other words, there's no pointy parts along the chest line. Is that what you're getting at?
Nah.
Something along. I don't know. It's weird. It makes no sense.
What's the word I'm looking for, though?
I'm looking for my wife, Elaine. She's the most beautiful pirate you've ever seen, with silky red hair and eyes as green as summer grog.
Oh, that's so sweet. You know, I think I did see her. She and that other guy arrived about an hour before you did.
I gotta run. No offense.
None taken.
Uh,
androgynous, that's the word I was looking for.
Or we'll tear your whole town to pieces looking.
You and your men shall not have the ancient summoning artifacts.
Then maybe we'll move on to your innards and tear those to pieces looking, you overgrown tadpole.
Please, calm down. I'm sure we can find a solution that works for everyone.
Elaine!
Guybrush! Oh, Guybrush, thank goodness you're all right. I've been worried sick about you. First the explosion, then that big cloud of voodoo pox you released from the chuck started infecting pirates all over the Caribbean.
That was an accident. The sword was crooked. The spell was misspelled. The breath mints had artificial ingredients. It wasn't my fault. I bet there was a conspiracy.
Oh, my God! Your hand!
Nice.
What hand?
Well, exactly. What happened to your hand? And where is your wedding ring?
Uh-oh. Well, it happened like this.
Arr! I should gut you where you stand.
Uh-oh. I'd better get back there before they kill each other. Here, take my ring.
Oh, no, that's the one
Just take it. Trust me. And don't lose it, Guybrush Threepwood.
Oh, come on. Who's absent-minded enough to lose two wedding rings?
Arr! It's me, Guybrush Threepwood. Why you pirate? Shut up, dude.
What's this statue?
This fishy-looking guy still has one glass eye. Oh. Shoot. Why do I have this uncontrollable urge to poke at fish eyes?
Oh, now it's got no glass eyes. Let's see. What we can...
That water looks cold. Let me turn up the heat for you.
Please don't touch that. We just got it fixed.
This is fixed?
It's like sparking and everything.
We are waiting for the proper parts to come in.
Aye, and if you don't give us those artifacts, my men will make sure those parts never get here, forcing you to rule from lukewarm water.
So, what's everybody talking about?
Arr, me and my men seem to have come down with a touch of the sickly pox.
Ew.
And these half-breed halibuts know how to get a hold of a cure, but they won't give it up!
We'll never give you the summoning items, Captain McGillicuddy. Not after the years of polluting
Captain
our sacred waters.
So we accidentally spilt a few barrels of spoiled grog over the years.
Accidentally, my dorsal fin.
Ah, shut your blowhole!
Gentlemen, please! I'm sure you and Chieftain Beluga can come to some kind of agreement.
I thought you guys worshipped wind gods.
Yes. Some of our people tried evolving and living on land ages ago, but they always come back to the sea.
I noticed a cool raft down by the docks. How would I go about getting a ride on that?
Ah, you wish to enjoy our state-of-the-art human transportation system.
Here you go, honey. I already purchased a few all-day transit passes. Doing my part to support the economy, you know.
All right. Thanks, Lady Pooh.
Not in front of company, dear.
Oh, sorry, Lady Pooh. Have any of you ever heard of Coronado de Cava? I was told to look for him here and show him a locket.
I do remember this man. He, too, was obsessed with finding La Esponja Grande. But I have not seen him around Spinner Cay for some time. Perhaps he gave up, or died in the pursuit.
If you gave him the summoning items, I swear I'll gut every one of you.
No one is gutting anyone. We can work this out peacefully.
Hey, honey, can I talk to you for a sec?
Can't we all just get
along? What is it?
You wouldn't believe what I've had to go through to find you. A crazy, homicidal French doctor. An island with winds that kept everybody from leaving. I even faced off against the infamous pirate hunter, Morgan Le Fay, and he's just as vicious as people say.
Oh, I wish I could have been there for that.
So, have you been trying to find me, too?
Of course, dear. That's why we came here. Well, that and the monkeys.
Were you really worried about me? I mean, you did stop to chat with these fish people.
Guybrush, we came here looking for you. If we had tried to leave, the ugly, diseased pirate over there was going to have us killed. I had to stay.
You said you came here partly for the monkeys. What monkeys?
You know what? All those poor monkeys LeChuck had cast a spell over on my ship. Well, we were able to gather them all up, and we're going to make sure they all get back to their proper habitat. Several of them are native to the Jerkbait Islands.
Sounds like you spent more time rescuing monkeys than you did looking for me. I can do anything those monkeys can do.
I've seen you scratch your behind in the morning. You're very talented.
Huh.
I guess that's all I have to say. Well, this is really between you and the fish people. Hope you guys get things worked out. Nice chatting with you. Come on, Elaine, let's go.
Guybrush, we can't leave.
Nice.
Let's see. But I've got a new ship. Don't worry, I'll pee first. Does someone have a cannon to your head?
Don't worry, I'll make sure to go to the bathroom before we start the long trip home this time.
These pirates are acting under the influence of the Pox. And since we are the ones responsible for releasing said Pox, this conflict is really all our fault. We're going to stick around and clean up this mess.
But...
I can handle things here, but you've got to get your hands... you've got to get hold of those summoning artifacts. They are the key to everything. McGillicuddy's men have got one of them stashed somewhere. Before you turned up, I was about to go to Roe Island to follow up on a lead, and I've got LeChuck looking for the third one on Spoon Isle.
La what? La huh? La who?
LeChuck? You let him go? You sent him on a mission?
Yes, don't worry, dear. He's harmless.
I'm sorry. I thought I just heard you describe LeChuck, fearsome, voodoo, ghostly, demonic, pure evil incarnate pirate LeChuck, as harmless. I wonder when I started hallucinating.
Guybrush, he's different, and I don't have time to argue. He's going to need your help. Please, my swashbuckling sea stud.
No.
Please?
Don't.
Oh.
Nuh-uh.
Pretty please?
Resist! Resist!
Negative!
Resist!
Jumbo!
Must resist!
Yet!
I'll be your best friend.
Yet!
Forget it!
Nine!
I'll make it worth your while.
No way!
For me?
Nope.
Pretty please with marshmallows?
Not gonna happen.
No.
But I'm your wife.
Fine.
So you'll be my personal pirate paladin and get those summoning items while I stall these guys?
Okay.
Thank you, sweetie. Okay, how about this? We each yes, get dear. One summoning item and go our separate ways.
Right,
what's
dear.
The point of that?
I'll never let them have our sacred items.
Well then. What do you two suggest?
All right, let's go elsewhere. That was entertaining. Hey, what's this? Okay. Oh, there I go with the escape button again.
Oops.
Always pressing the escape button when I don't mean to.
You know, I'm all old-fashioned, and I always found that the selector was more fun than the escape button.
The what?
The selector. You remember from certain old Sid Meier games?
No.
Oh.
I don't think I've played those.
Now accepting coupons only.
The enter key.
I understand you do ship repair here.
You! I thought I told you to stay away from this place. Especially after that stunt you played at the Royal Aquarium.
But I...
I'm just messing with you, handsome. It's me, Anemone.
Oh. You got me. How'd you get up here?
I swam. So, what did you say you needed?
I need my mast repaired.
Sure thing. You want a patch job or a full mast repair?
It's just a crack. I guess a patch job will do.
See, that's how they get you. A patch job is basically the same amount of work as a full replacement, but it's certain to go bad on you a lot faster. I give you a full mast replacement. I'll be right back.
Why do I have that song stuck in my head?
There we go, all fixed. Your man, Mr. Winslow, took care of the bill. Nice guy, that Reggie. Does he have a cousin?
So you sell bait and repair ships here. That's an odd pairing.
Well, times are tough. Sometimes you gotta pick up an extra job or two just to earn enough sand dollars to live on.
That's tough.
You think that's bad? This place used to be a bait shop and pizza joint, and I still couldn't sell any anchovies.
Oh.
How'd you repair my ship so fast?
I'm telling you, mouse replacement is easy. There are a whole slew of trees out there on Spoon Isle Beach just perfect for mouse. Not to mention the fact that they are just sitting by the water's edge where I can easily grab one. I just float one over to your ship, a flip, a flop, and it's done.
These trees on Spoon Isle, can anyone just take one?
Technically, sure, but they're pretty heavy. I'd suggest leaving it to the experts.
Can I add some bait?
Sure. How would you like to pay for it?
I'll trade you a pyrite parrot.
Sorry, we don't take those.
Oh.
We also don't accept personal checks, traveler's checks, credit, barter, foreign currency, or local currency.
You don't even take local currency? What do you accept?
Coupons.
About those coupons?
Do you have one?
No, but can't you be a sweetheart and give me one anyway?
What are you doing? Are you flirting?
I don't know.
Look, it's really easy. Just bring me a coupon, oops, and I'll give you some bait. Got it?
Yep.
Okay, then. See if Elaine has a bait coupon. Actually, if my memory serves, the bait coupon is somewhere else.
Hello again. Hey, honey. Can I talk to you for a sec?
Of course, dear. What is it?
Let's see.
So tell me, when LeChuck handed you that flower on the ship deck, that was, what, some kind of a voodoo trap or something, right?
No, how did you even know about that? Have you been spying on me?
Of course not, but I'd been away from you all this time, and I was worried, and I was looking through this spyglass, and...
That is so like you. Listen, after the explosion...
Which I want to stress was not my fault.
After the explosion, it was LeChuck who single-handedly... Oops, sorry. Who recovered your ship and rescued both me and a cargo hold full of innocent monkeys. Whatever you did to that cutlass spell, it seems to have cured him of his many and various voodoo curses completely. He's become a perfectly charming, ordinary pirate, just like anyone else.
Oh, so now he's charming, is he?
Well, not like that. You know, he hasn't even tried to marry me once since then.
I still don't trust LeChuck.
I know, but you're going to have to if we're going to get all of the summoning artifacts and fix this whole messy pox business.
I guess that's all I have to say.
All right, so obviously there's no options for me to get a bait coupon
from
her.
You still have a lot to work out, so I'll just see myself out.
That's like a riddle there that you have to figure out as you go on.
You know, the Voodoo Lady's locket looks awfully worn around the edges. I wonder if it has another use. I hope it has another use. Protected historical landmark. No part of this standing structure shall be defaced or removed at any time, as decreed by Chieftain Beluga. I know I can hold my breath underwater for 10 minutes, but I've never been able to stay in a library for that long.
Nice.
Hello, sailor.
Hello, squishy fish person.
Hello, pudgy human. My name is Tetra.
Hi, I'm Guybrush Threepwood, and... Pudgy?
Have you come to our library to read up on the rich cultural history of the Vakalian race?
No, actually, but I do have a few other questions. And I'm not pudgy.
Let's Let's see. I got... Tell me about Bakalian history. Ever hear of a guy named Dekava? I have this locket for him. You know, I'd like... Oops. You know, I would like a book from the library. What's the deal with this building? Bye.
Tell me about Bakalian history.
Well, did you know that centuries ago, we merfolk bypassed evolution and used Bakalian science to obtain legs on which to walk on land?
Nope. I can safely say I did not know that.
We used that same technology to reattach our tails when we returned to Mother Ocean. It's fascinating.
Oh, yeah, fascinating.
All this knowledge and more can be found right here in your local library.
Ever hear of a guy named Dekava? I have a locket for him.
Oh, yes. That guy used to be here at the library all the time, checking out books about sea sponges, aquatic mammals, and mythological treasures. Bit of a nut, if you ask me.
Sea sponges, huh? When was the last time you saw him?
Oh, it's been ages since he's been around. Good luck finding him.
Thanks. You know, I would like a book from the library.
I knew you would. What can I get for you?
How about something historical, ripe with political intrigue? Maybe some lighthearted fiction. How about a trashy romance novel? Actually, I've changed my mind already. I don't feel like reading.
Trashy romance novel.
How about a trashy romance novel?
I'll be right back. I know just the thing.
He sounds disturbingly eager to help.
Ooh, sounds racy. An accurate record of the spinner K tide changes over the last 50 years. Oh. You know, why don't you just hold on to this one for me? That's enough book learning for now. I've got piratey things to do.
Go get him, swashbuckler.
Yeah. I've got a call. I'll be right back with you.
Alrighty. Let's go over here.
Hi, Lemonade.
Hello, sailor.
Cool raft. Can I ride it?
Do you have a pass?
Actually, I do. Here you go. One official Bakalian transit pass. Good for 24 hours.
I bet you are.
Huh?
The raft is yours for the day. Just hop on board and use it to sail anywhere within the Jerkbait Island.
Thanks.
Alrighty then. Aha! Let's see, Row Island. Let's go over there.
What a dump! Look at this place. It's completely uninhabitable. Reminds me of my first apartment. Yep, that's Dekava, all right. This must be his place. Looks as if he hasn't been here in ages. Wonder what happened to him.
Okay, there's books. There's a... like a manatee thing on the wall. There's a sketch of a well-endowed lady.
He's look a little like my good friend the voodoo lady, except skinny and kind of shaky and more out of proportion than usual. He must have done these from memory.
Disturbing sketch of a young voodoo lady, it says now. There's a bunch of cans attached to a string.
Nice cans. Oh, it's covered in seagull droppings. I hope it got that way after he left this place.
Yeah.
There's bottles?
Man, look at all these empty grog bottles. I'm sure he was just collecting these for recycling.
Let's look at this manatee.
Hey, neat! It's a mounted singing manatee toy. Huh. Must be broken.
What happens if I put the locket in the hole in the middle of this manatee thing?
A pirate I was meant to be, trim the sails and drown the sea.
Whoa! It looks blank. Why would anyone hide a blank piece of paper in the mouth of a toy?
What'd I miss?
There's a disturbing sketch of a young voodoo lady.
Nice cans.
And, oh!
Scribbles?
This looks like plans for some kind of underwater device.
or perhaps shoes for wallabies.
There's a chart on the wall.
The Path of the Mouth. Okay. Oh, that's sweet.
Books.
Musk at Dusk. How to Match the Perfect Couple. A complete guide to animal matchmaking. I think I'm learning way too much about this Dekava guy.
All right. We got a blank piece of paper out of the... I remember this now. So the fish eye thing, I'm going to combine with the eye of the manatee. Remember that thing from before?
Yeah.
So now it's got like a lens on it.
Now it's like a big red magnifying glass.
Yeah. And now when I combine that with this blank piece of paper, something will happen.
Looks like Dekava wrote down the name of a book. 101 Fish Jokes. I wonder if it's a biography.
Oh.
Hey, you might want to check out if, I don't know, if there's anything you can do about the clipping in the Echo Channel
okay,
or something.
Rafty,
I don't know why.
Where should we go next?
Maybe we should try changing the codec or something. Or your microphone might just not be able to handle... put it like a little further apart or something.
Oh, I was leaning in, and I see it's pinging at the edge there, so let's see what I can do.
Yeah, put it like, 6 to 8 inches away. Try using it then. Alright, so 100, let's talk to this Tetra.
Hello, Sailor.
Hello, Tetra.
I'd like another book.
I'd like another book.
Sure. What are you looking for?
101 fish jokes.
101 fish jokes? Really? My ancestors have worked for centuries to gather these treasures of knowledge and preserve them within these walls so that our race will long be respected for our intellectual achievements. And you want fish jokes?
Yep.
Yep.
Fine. Here. This ought to enrich your understanding of Vakalian literature.
Great. Hope it doesn't keep me in stitches or I might need a sturgeon.
I hate you now.
That was terrible. Is that any better?
That's much worse. It's much worse and a lot quieter. So clearly your volume and your clipping problem are two separate problems. That's my observation. Let's examine the 101 fish jokes.
101 fish jokes. Hey, there's a coupon in here. I wonder if it's still good.
Why did the fish need an aspirin?
I don't know.
He had a haddock.
Wow.
These are going to be just glorious.
I don't get it.
Why didn't the fish cross the road?
I don't know, why didn't the fish cross the road?
To prove he was no chicken.
Wow.
Knock, knock.
Ooh, good one.
Who's there?
A fish with a 5-second memory.
A fish with a 5-second... who?
Where am I? Oh, so corny. What did the sign on the empty... What's that? Now you're just really quiet. But you're not clipping. So... I don't know. What did the sign on the empty nuclear reactor say?
Oh, boy.
I don't know.
Oh, come on. You should be able to figure this one out. Nuclear reactor and a word that kind of can sound like something related to fish.
Fish?
Gone fission. It's glorious, the corniness. Oh,
okay,
I...
Okay, so, by the way, Andrew, thank you for cluing me in. I think in the Mac input settings, I probably had the input volume way too high. I'm guessing I sound a little bit less, a good bit less clippy now, and probably a little bit quiet.
Yeah, but you're not clipping at all. So, if you can... Excellent. You could try making your team talk thing louder then, maybe.
Coupons only.
Because maybe it wasn't Team Talk Flipping after all.
Numbly?
Hello again, Sailor.
I don't think so.
Please stop saying that.
What'll it be?
How's that?
That's pretty good.
Excellent. I'll just leave it there.
Yeah.
If only you could, if only there was like a UI like element that would let me put like black masking tape coupon? Over all the controls
yes,
and
I
never
do.
Touch them.
Great, hand it over.
Yeah.
And here you go, Memely. I've got a coupon here for
something. He never says this one's Gonzales name right.
De Destino.
Wow, that's an old coupon. I'm not even sure I still carry this stuff. Wait here. I need to check in the back. Found some. It was all the way in the back behind the monkey fingers. It's even still glowing.
That didn't take
Ew.
A long.
Yeah. All right, so now we have bait. Glowy bait.
They look like fat, glowing worms.
They are.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
It's made of pure pyrite, also known as fool's gold. I wonder who the fool is.
Mark, it's me, Guybrush Threepwood, Whitey Pirate.
Morgan's grappling hook sure comes in handy. That's the wedding ring I gave Elaine. The, uncursed one.
If anyone remembers that from Monkey Island 3.
Oh, he's...
Okay, so now... We've got glowy bait. Oh, I guess I should try and go into the other island here that I haven't gone to. Also, the mast is fixed, so I guess we can also take the other boat and head over to another island altogether. Let's see what's over here.
Hello, Carl. You probably have a stereo headset mic, mono mic, don't you?
Look, would you just give me the artifact so we can bury it and get out of here?
Nope.
But McGillicuddy gave it to me. I get to be the one who picks where to hide it.
Sorry, I got it now.
I'll be back
Will
in a bit, guys.
Will you at least look at me so we can work this out?
Nope.
I bet that's the seahorse artifact the Mer Leader was talking about.
Aha!
I wonder if they'll just let me have it.
Say, pirate with a seahorse artifact, arguing pirate, empty treasure chest, pile of fallen logs, stationary cannon. Let's try the cannon. Fire!
Fun!
Has somebody left or
I think
joined?
My mic work.
Ah.
Hey guys, what's going on?
None of your business. Now why don't you back away? You're stinking up the place.
Oh, yeah? Well, you don't smell so... Okay, this is awkward, but you guys smell amazing.
Yes, it's the savory smell of thinly sliced potatoes, fried crisp and golden with a touch of honey and a dash of salt. How I long to be back in the kitchen peeling my potatoes.
Yeah, I long for that too.
If you were... Somebody sent me a message. Can I be heard? If you're talking...
It was me.
Oh, okay. That's weird. I wonder why it was, like, delayed like that. Because I just got the message now.
Fail.
Yeah. It says you're offline.
I shouldn't be.
I don't know. The TBRN messenger says you're offline. And I don't see you on my messenger either.
I'll have to change that.
Oh no, I do.
Then, I guess
that's a different screen name. I guess no. That's the same one. I see you online. I see you online in one Miranda, but not in the TBRN Miranda. Weird.
That is weird.
Ah, Brian's asking, are we playing Tales of Monkey Island today? Yes, we are. Episode 2. All right. Let's see. Can I have that seahorse? Where are you? What are you guys arguing about? Look, a distraction. I have to click that.
Look, a distraction! Ooh, what's it distracting?
Yeah!
Brilliantly simple.
Oi, get your grubby mitts away from our chest!
But it's empty. Sorry, I'm just fascinated by your chest.
Excuse me? Do I have to get out the pirate harassment handbook?
Maybe I'll just leave you alone.
There's nothing there.
Sorry, it was probably just a weather balloon.
Okay.
Was this game produced by the same people that wrote Airplane?
No. Oh, hey, there's a pass. Okay. This looks like one of those jungles that one can get lost in. Hey, there's a coupon by a fishing well.
Free bait. Good for one order of fish eggs. Coupon valid at most participating Jerkbait Island locations. Neat.
Because it's most definitely...
Jerkbait?
Yes, that's the
fishing
name.
Well. Fishing well?
That's
they
brilliant.
Probably meant wishing well. I'm sure it's just a typo.
So what will happen if I combine the hook and the glowy baits?
Okay, come on, little fishy.
He's using his hook for a hand.
I think I feel a nibble. Come a little closer. Gotcha! Uh-oh.
Whoa! Uh-oh.
Oh, hold still! Ouch, ouch, ouch!
Wow!
Guybrush Threepwood, obtainer of cranky golden fish artifacts.
That was easy. Okay, we got an artifact.
The cranky fish summoning artifact.
The cranky fish summoning artifact. All right, so let's go up this way. Okay, that looks like a dead end. Aha, an altar of some sort.
More Vakalian ruins. This looks like some kind of old furnace, or maybe a barbecue.
Okay, so this thing looks exactly like the that control that's by the like the royal and the two people arguing. So at mm-hmm. some point I gotta get that control and use it on that furnace in the forest on this island. And Guybrush is not there. We go. Hey, what's this? Ah. There's like a little rowboat here with a bunch of debris, but I guess it's just aesthetic. Because there's nothing like I can interact with. What the heck? There's a skeleton with a sword stabbed through his chest.
Aye.
But again, that seems to be just aesthetic as well. Oh, why aren't you going? Is this a dead end? Because it doesn't look like one. I guess it is. All right, well, let's get out of here. Okay, now... I need to figure out a way to distract this guy and... Well, let's talk to them again.
Hey, guys, I'm back.
Oh, goody.
Can I have that seahorse?
You mean this seahorse that Captain McGillicuddy gave us to hide until all the artifacts are found? Of course. In fact, why don't we just give you the treasure and then rip off our own arms so our captain don't have to? Beat it!
What are you guys arguing about?
Oh, Captain McGillicuddy ordered us to hide the summoning artifact we found far away from the Jerkbait Islands until he was able to secure the rest of them. Only he won't give me the artifact back.
Hey, shut your trap. I'm working here.
Look, I'm sorry, Merkle, but McGillicuddy clearly gave the idol to me. It's my duty, so I want to make sure this gets done right. I want to be the one who decides where to bury it.
Sorry, Killick, but if it meant that much to you, you shouldn't have left it sitting out in the open while you took a nap.
And by out in the open, you mean placed in a small box, wrapped in wool and stuffed down my pants?
Well, if you didn't want pirates rummaging through your trousers while you were sleeping, you should have said so. I've got it now. I'll decide where to bury it.
You know, it's getting awfully late in the day. But what time did McGillicuddy want this done by?
Oh boy, he's right. I don't care who buries it. Let's just go.
Come on, keep up.
Hey, my raft.
Oh, great.
Wow.
That was fast.
Good and buried. Now we wait for McGillicuddy to pick us up.
I got an idea.
Hey, guys, I'm back.
Oh, goody.
What are you guys still doing here?
Just biding our time till McGillicuddy sails round to pick us up.
You know, I hear that 9 times out of 10, the first place you bury your treasure is the spot where it'll most likely be found.
What do you mean?
Well, if you picked out that spot so easily, other pirates will probably pick that spot to go digging for treasure, too.
He's right. We need to bring the treasure back and think of somewhere else to hide it. Good thinking, Hookie.
Come on, let me have it.
Too late. I still got the artifact.
Okay. So, what did I just do? I think I need to find, like, a place for them to bury it where I know where it will be. I think is the idea here. So let's go somewhere else.
Prepare to set sail, Mr. Winslow. Isle of You.
I think we should discuss that sort of thing after we've reached our destination.
What? Oh, I love you. Sounds like I love you. Pretty good joke.
Yes, joke.
Wow, I didn't think tiny islands like this actually existed. Good thing I'm not stuck here. I haven't finished my top 5 things to have while stranded on a deserted island list. Junkie. It's a palm tree.
Okay. Let's see.
I have returned.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Gruesome.
What's happening?
There's a skeleton.
Murray?
Nope.
Aw.
Seaweed.
I'm not touching it. It looks slimy.
No, Murray, I like Murray.
Even as small as these islands are, I wouldn't want to just dig randomly in the hopes of finding buried treasure. I'd be island hopping for years.
Brian says hello in the messenger.
Ah, excellent.
It's just a rock.
Brian with a B?
That's his first name, yes.
Oh, I wasn't sure if you said Ryan or Brian.
Yeah, me
my
too.
Bad. I think the Isle of You.
Welcome
is,
back, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Winslow.
Where to, Captain?
Is the island where I need to convince them to bury the treasure somehow. Let's hear
it. Set sail for Boulder Beach.
Yes, sir, Captain.
Even as small as these islands are, I wouldn't want to just dig randomly in the hopes of finding buried...
Okay, maybe not. I'm not sure. Let's go back to the boat.
Good to have you back, Captain. Where will we be heading next, Captain?
Onward to Brillig Island.
I ate her!
Okay. So this is another... Hey, what's this?
Ooh, bendy. I never get sick of rubber trees.
All right, so we know where a rubber tree is. I believe that comes in handy
later.
Welcome
back, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Winslow.
Where to, Captain?
Actually, the Rock of Gelato has been pretty unlucky for me. First the whole LeChuck and ship exploding thing, then Morgan cut off my hand when I went back. Mr. Winslow, let's avoid the Rock of Gelato from now on.
Yes, sir, Captain Threepwood.
Set sail for the Jerkbait Islands, Mr. Winslow.
Yes, sir, Captain Threepwood.
Okay.
No fishing.
Hmm.
There's nothing better than a life at sea. Every day is a new adventure, and all your friends are fish.
All right, let's go turn in this other coupon we got. To the bait and repair shop.
Hip repair!
Me again.
So I see. What can I get you?
I think I'm good. See ya.
Don't be a stranger.
I'd like some bait, please. Fish eggs.
Sure, here you go.
Thanks.
No problem. I just made them myself.
What?
You did what?
Relax. I'm just yanking your tail. You're adorable when you squirm.
Ha!
Okay, then.
What's with all these flirty women things?
I don't know.
I think we better be scared. If, yeah.
I heard merfolk eat men. I seen the movie.
She's a man-eater.
I saw the movie.
Look at that boy, she'll cheer you up. Hey, for song.
Hello again. What's this about a cure?
The Vocalians hold an ancient prophecy that tells of a mythical sea sponge with the power to soak up voodoo energy.
La Esponja Grande.
Yes, but to find the Esponja Grande, you must first summon the legendary sea creatures who can guide you to its location.
Aye! And that's why we need the rest of those summoning items. My men have already recovered one of them. May as well just hand over the rest.
Okay.
Hey, honey. Can I talk to you for a sec?
Of course, dear. What is it?
Hey, guess what? I got
Kaibush! If that is what I think it is, keep it to yourself for now. We don't want to let McGillicuddy know you found one. He's likely to kill you for it where you stand.
What if I'm sitting down?
Great idea. That way your brain will be protected.
Ooh, good one.
Ow.
I guess that's all I have to say. You all still have a lot to work out, so I'll just see myself out.
All right. Let's take the raft, maybe, and we'll go back to this place and talk to these guys.
Hey, guys, I'm back.
Oh, goody.
I think I hear McGillicuddy.
Ah! Let's go! Hurry! Good and buried.
And I think what I need to do... I just don't remember. well, let's go back to this fountain and use the fish eggs on there. Maybe we'll get another helpful clue item or something like that. There's the fishing well.
Just throwing bait into the water is a good way to feed the fish, but not particularly effective in catching them.
Oh, I was just trying to be fast. I thought maybe it would know what I wanted. But there, combine fish hook with fish bait.
Whoa, I got a bite!
What do the dings mean? Is it a puzzle being solved?
Oh, it's a big one! Shoot!
Okay, I guess we need like a net or something. Don't know how we're gonna do that. I know, let's offer the pyrite parrot to the fishing well.
That'd make a lousy perch.
Oh. What if we combine the fish... the hook with the ancient tool? Nope, not allowed. Okay. That doesn't seem to do anything.
The voodoo lady gave me this locket and told me to show it to Dekava. He's supposed to be here on the Jerkbait Island somewhere.
Hmm. Okay, so this isn't working out.
Hey guys, I'm back.
Oh, goody.
Still here?
Yep.
So you guys are sure you buried the chest in a safe place this time?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, now you got me paranoid!
Oh.
Why do we have to come back here every time?
Because it's bad luck to move treasure without bringing it back to where you started. And we certainly don't need no more bad luck.
I gotta put down my headphones for a second. Uh-oh. If I could go across the room and get my drink. There we go.
Ooh.
Okay, I think let's just telling them to bury it again.
Oh, goody.
Maybe they'll ask us for like advice of a good place. What's this though?
Maybe there's a fair way to determine who gets to bury the artifact.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh yeah? Well, what do you suggest?
You could try guessing a number. How about a staring contest? First one to blink loses. How about a breath-holding contest? Why don't you do it together? Look, a distraction! Let's see.
You could try guessing a number. Whoever answers right gets to bury it.
That sounds reasonable. I'll start. Pick what number I'm thinking of.
27.
Nope.
Okay, now you pick a number.
42.
Wrong.
Wait a minute. How do I know you ain't lying?
Me? What about you?
Okay, this ain't gonna work. Forget it.
Maybe you guys should try cooperating again.
Fine. Got any more bright ideas?
How about a staring contest? First one to blink loses.
Hey, I like that idea.
Yeah, it's so simple.
You look like your eyes are gonna dry out. Boo! Tell that lady behind you to button up her blouse.
Would you please tell that lady behind you to button up her blouse?
Where?
Bon voyage.
Did you say something?
Not me. Maybe it was Captain McGillicuddy.
I figured it out.
Neptune's beard! If he sees we haven't buried this chest yet, he might just bury us instead!
I put the pyrite parrot in the treasure chest. So now, I have a homing beacon.
Uh-huh.
Come on, we've got to go now!
Yeah, that might be a good idea.
It's me, Guybrush Threepwood, Mighty Pirate.
Does that keep going into the next episode?
Buried!
With the pyrite parrot?
Yeah.
Well, I believe it's a running gag.
I thought it might be.
Okay, so now we'll take the screaming narwhal, or whatever the heck it's called. I think that's the name of the ship. I've already forgotten.
Yeah, it sounds right.
Prepare to set sail, Mr. Winslow. Isle of You.
Aye, aye, sir.
So
wait, what did he just say? What I thought he said?
He did. He said, I love you. Mangling Isle of You.
Yeah.
Jeez, what a horrible way to die. Stranded on a deserted island and stung to death by scorpions. Where have I seen that before? Nice rock.
Okay. I forget. Well, I guess we'll find out. Let's go to another.
I'm done here. Back to the narwhal.
Yeah, I think I just walk around and we're going to hear the pyrite parrot talking to us.
Good to have you back, Captain. Where will we be heading next, Captain?
Set sail for Boulder Beach.
Yes, sir, Captain.
Hello? Anyone here? That's a pretty big rock for such a tiny little island. Maybe this is the tip of a giant underwater pyramid from a highly advanced ancient civilization. Or maybe it's just a rock.
No.
All right, well, I don't hear anything here.
Well, I'm done here. Back to the narwhal.
Welcome back, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Winslow.
Where to, Captain?
Onward to Brillig Island.
Aye, aye, sir.
Mark, it's me, Guybrush Threepwood, Whitey Pirate.
If I were a buried parrot, where would I be?
There's a coconut.
As funny as it would be, I'd hate for someone to trip on this coconut and get hurt. I should probably get rid of it.
He threw it. It hit the rubber tree and then hit him in the head.
Oh, well, that'll teach him.
It's me, Guybrush Threepwood, Whitey Pirate.
Aha! There you are, little parrot. I'll have you dug up in a second. Creepy. It sounds like I've been buried alive. Again. I think once is enough for a lifetime.
Again.
Guybrush, he's been through a lot.
Yeah, you can tell.
He doesn't get the credit he's due.
Epoxy pirates.
But he
never underestimate the treasure-finding skills
that
of...
sunny disposition.
Yes. Yes, I love it. Take that, Poxy pirates. Never underestimate the treasure-finding skills of Guybrush.
Guybrush Threepwood. It's me, Guybrush Threepwood. Whitey Pirate. Oh, shut up already.
Oh, God.
All right.
That was funny.
All right. Oh, it's like a cutscene. It's panning across the ocean. That looks like Flotsam Island.
Ah, ma petite maîtresse. Where is the puny pirate and his superbly sickly hand?
Right here. Oh, and what a glorious battle it was. Guybrush was amazing. You should have seen the way he...
What? No. This will not do. I need all of Monsieur Threepwood.
That was not our agreement. I think you'd better give me my gold now.
Oui, of course. Ah, but I have discovered that Threepwood himself is very special. I need his body for my experiments. I'll pay you double to bring him back to me alive.
Make it triple.
I'll make it quadruple. Once I have extracted his essence and perfected my elixir, the world will offer me all of her treasures in exchange. Now go, mademoiselle. Go like the winds of Flotsam and bring me my perfectly profitable pirate prize.
Somehow, I think the winds of Flotsam, just because of the way that name sounds, they must smell eerily of a methane gas.
Done here. Back to the narwhal.
Oh, yeah. Who knows?
Good to have you back, Captain. Where will we be heading next, Captain?
Let's head back to Flotsam Island.
I'll get as close as I can, but with the winds blowing out now, we won't be able to reach land.
Set sail for the Jerkbait Islands, Mr. Winslow.
Yes, sir, Captain Threepwood.
All right, I wonder if we can combine these things. Nope. All right, what's the third thing we need to get?
Looking for a ride?
Hello again. You mentioned summoning artifacts. That sounds cool.
Our prophecies speak of three golden artifacts that have been hidden throughout these islands. They are in the form of the ancient gods of the ocean, the wise turtle, noble seahorse, and the cranky fish.
Cranky fish?
Cranky fish.
The prophecies are very old. Some of the translations may be a bit off. When these artifacts are combined, and the ceremonial ritual words recited, the legendary sea creatures will rise from the ocean and lead you to the source of the cure.
Huh. Oh, I have to head off.
What are these legendary sea creatures?
Turned up, and I am heading
out. I have never seen them.
Alrighty.
The prophecies say they are a physical representation of the ocean gods on Earth. And that they will lead the way to the mouth and the sponge.
Mouth?
Enough of this! The only mouth you need to be concerned with is the one I'm gonna shove a hook through if I don't get those summoning artifacts!
I'm sure we can come up with a slightly less grisly approach if we try.
Do you know the ceremonial ritual words by heart?
I do. And as chieftain of the Vakalians, I am the only one that does.
Maybe you could tell Captain McGillicutty some of the ritual words if he agrees to take only half the sponge.
You'll be telling them all to me, or you'll be our chieftain catcher today come supper!
You all still have a lot to work out, so I'll just see myself out. I better follow Elaine's advice and keep it to myself.
Okay.
Are you sure I can't turn the heat up for you?
Right. Turn it all the way up to a boil.
Just leave the heat alone, okay?
I think I should look around for more stuff to plunder. Arr!
Okay.
Looking for a ride?
Back at the Casa de Cava, as it were.
It's a toy manatee with a hole in the middle. Stuff.
Totally useless stuff, it says. Alright, there's nothing here. Let's try going back over to Spoon Island.
Hey, it looks like those two pirates finally got picked up. I'll miss those guys. Maybe I can send them a fruit basket for the holidays.
Okay. Let's head into the jungle. navigating around this jungle. It's not proving fruitful. I think we need to talk to somebody for more clues.
Hi, Lemonade.
Hello, Sailor.
Ever hear of a man named Dekava? I'm supposed to show him this locket.
You mean Crazy Sponge Guy? Yeah, I remember him. Last time I saw him, he was putting together a crew to go after some mystical sea urchin or something. Haven't seen him in a while, though. He used to have a little shelter out on Roe Island.
You saw Elaine with some other guy? Who was he? Some big jerk? I could probably take him. You know, if I had to. But Elaine is usually okay, right?
Yeah, I think so. She went right over to the royal chamber, and the guy set off into the jungles with an armful of monkeys.
Royal chamber. Got it. I'll deal with the monkey smuggler later. I gotta run. No offense.
None taken.
Okay, that's not helpful. Alright, I think I just need to navigate my way around that stupid jungle. And that would be using the raft, not the boat.
A pile of fallen trees.
Okay, then. In this maze of a jungle.
Be back with you in just a moment.
Okay.
I think it's a Vakalian barbecue.
And I am back.
Okay. I don't understand. What am I missing here?
Lost another one.
Haha, what's this?
Going right with shingle. The clam has almost grown feet.
LeChuck!
Guybrush, oh, thank goodness you're safe. Elaine and I were so worried.
Forget it, LeChuck. You may have somehow fooled my wife with your voodoo trickery, but not me.
But it's true. Thanks to you, I'm a new man. Completely voodoo free. And I have good news, Guybrush. I have found one of the merpeople summoning artifacts. I just need little help actually getting it.
What's your game, LeChuck? Lure me into a false sense of security with kind words and sandwiches and then murder me in my sleep?
My boy, if I wanted to murder you, I'd just throw you off this cliff. Why wait for you to sleep?
How reassuring. I completely trust you now.
Great! Yeah. We'll put the past in the past and agree to work together for a change.
Ah, another coupon.
Free bait. Large oysters. Tasty. For the fish, I mean. I try not to eat bait anymore. It looks like it opens somehow. I wonder if there's anything inside. No dice. There must be some trick to opening it.
Okay, there's two clamshell things.
More clamshell locks. I remember these things from Flotsam Island.
Let's talk to LeChuck.
So what exactly are you trying to do here?
I have surmised that the summoning artifact is somehow locked away within that structure. There has got to be a way to activate it so that we can actually retrieve it.
No problem. All we need is another...
No, don't tell me. I need to learn how to do this on my own. If I am going to prove to you that I am on your side, I need to be able to face challenges the same way you do, instead of threatening to cut off your head when I don't get my way.
Fine, I'll let you try to figure out how to unlock the artifact, but I will be the one to actually take it.
Fantastic! So, like I said, don't tell me how to do this. I'm sure I can figure this out on my own.
Oh, boy.
So, how much longer do you think?
I'm so close. I can feel it. I'm just not so good with this whole puzzle-solving thing. It was so much easier to just kill people until someone did things for you. Huh. Maybe you could just give me a hint.
Okay, well, try this. What are you carrying with
you? That makes it sound like somebody with the Kim Jong-il School of Diplomacy.
Doesn't it?
See, I have some breath mints and this thing. It looks just like the thing you used in that clamshell, but mine seems to be broken. I think I've got it now. Oh, wait. No, that won't work.
Okay, what was the last thing you showed me?
This broken seahorse claw thing. Is that important?
Maybe.
Let's see.
Maybe you should just let me have whatever you're carrying and let me do this.
No, Guybrush, I insist. I must learn to do these things for myself.
Let's see.
Use?
Yes.
Claw thingy?
Right. Use with... Use with...
Yourself.
Like this?
He put it between his legs!
Now just hold up pose while I get the camera, okay?
Guybrush, you thought you were going to help me.
Okay. Sorry.
That was awesome. Oh my god. So his tool doesn't have a pearl at the bottom, which is why it doesn't work. So, I think we need to find a pearl to fix his key before anything else. Okay. So let's go back to Spinner K.
It's never a good feeling when you send yourself an email and you don't get it after 5 whole minutes.
Yeah, that is not good.
This is pointless.
Maybe. Well, we got that new oyster coupon. Don't oysters make pearls or something?
Yes.
Maybe
they
we'll
do, in fact.
Maybe we can get a pearl.
Now accepting coupons only.
I'd like some oysters, please.
Oh, you're lucky. We only have one left, and it's a doozy. You know, some people refer to the oyster as the love muscle.
Really? Maybe that's just to boost its self-esteem. This thing's as ugly as a pile of seagull droppings. Let me just crack this sucker open here. Hey, look, a pearl! A big pearl!
All right, that was easy. All right is the phrase of the day.
I always like the civilian, the version of that from the civilian Command and Conquer. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Alright, now we've got a pearl to fix LeChuck's key thing. It's just a matter of actually getting back over there. Which I think is this way. Why isn't there a shortcut for me to get back to this damn cliff?
Maybe I need to rethink this.
Maybe.
Here, you might need this.
Of course! This thing. Yes.
Figure it out.
He doesn't
yet.
Seem very
Not
sure about
yet.
It either.
Yeah.
But I think I'm really close.
You look like you're still struggling. You need some more help?
Maybe just a little.
Okay, well, try this. Use?
Use what?
Claw thingy?
No. I got it. Use with...
the pearl.
Ha-ha! It fits perfectly!
Yep. You now have yourself a fully functional Merkey. See? That wasn't too hard, was it?
No, not at all. So now what?
Oh, brother.
Okay.
It would be really cute, by the way, this is totally random, if the iPad Dropbox app would not start playing the last loaded media item when it first started up.
That's weird.
I could do this all day, but until LeChuck gets another key for the other clamshell lock, this is useless.
Oh, okay. I guess I have to get him to use his first.
Okay, well, try this. Look at...
Uh-huh.
Yourself.
Well, I am rather handsome now that I am free of the voodoo curses, but I don't see how
I knew that would be so ridiculous.
It's not. I just wanted you to take a long, hard look at yourself and realize what a jerk you've been over the years.
Yeah!
Yes. Self-reflection is a humbling beast.
Okay, well, try this. Use...
Right.
Merfolk key?
Use it with what?
Clamshell lock.
He just has no idea, does he?
It's working, Guybrush!
Of course! Now, I'll just use my key over...
Wait! I think I figured it out! Now that I've got my key in place, you can go use yours in the other clamshell!
Yeah, smart thinking.
Hmm. Oh, will you look at that? I knew the summoning artifact would be here. Let's go get it.
Whoa, hey, I will be the one to get it, remember? That was our deal. You wait here.
Yes, of course. I've got your back.
That's exactly what I'm afraid of, but thank you. So this is what all the fuss is about.
Guybrush can't seem to get it out.
I'm not getting it out of there that way.
A prying tool.
Looks like someone else tried to pry the artifact out of here with no luck.
Brian says, I like LeChuck better when he's evil.
yeah. At least he's not as creepy that way.
Come on.
Need some help?
Nope, I got it. It's just really stuck.
I have a feeling Guybrush has to succumb to asking LeChuck for help.
Here. Against my better judgment, I'm going to let you try to get the summoning artifact out of the stone, but only because you're a lot stronger than me. But you'd better give the artifact right back, or I swear...
Relax, Threepwood. I promise. All you need to know is where to apply pressure. Amazing! We've done it, Guybrush!
Yep, sure did. Now if I can just...
Just look at it. Pure gold. A treasure fit for any respectable pirate hold.
Okay, come on, just let me have...
And surrounded with the secret power to summon ancient, mysterious beasts of the sea.
Now listen here, you fleshy sack of chum! You better be handing over that golden sea turtle, or I'll be handing you your liver on the pointy end of me hook!
Wow.
You are infected with the pox after all. I'm so sorry, Guybrush. Somehow I feel this is all my fault. Not to worry, boy. We'll get these artifacts, find La Esponja Grande, and have you cured in no time.
Whoa!
Guybrush?
That big guy has the artifact. If I run up and take it from him, McGillicuddy would probably make me first in command. Heck, he might even let me eat this week. Then again, he is pretty big. I better gather some men.
So Guybrush just got knocked off the cliff.
Ow. Oh, LeChuck! I was right! I knew I couldn't trust him!
Yeah.
Oh no, the summoning artifact! The altar's got a couple of cracks now, but it survived the fall pretty well.
Right, I remember something has to happen with that.
Guybrush, are you okay?
I'm fine, you backstabbing backslapper. Give me that sea turtle.
Of course, Guybrush. I understand that you want to take the credit. It's important to look good in front of your wife.
It's not that, it's just...
Now, if you'll be so good as to excuse me, I need to get back to the task of returning the monkeys I once kidnapped back into the wild. You wouldn't believe the number of monkeys it takes to complete an evil voodoo curse. What was I thinking?
Okay, now we got all the artifacts. Let's get out of here. Let's head back to Spinner K. I wonder if we can finish this episode in... the short time we have left today. I'm not sure. What the heck is that music? Whoa!
What's going on?
It's McGillicuddy. He's moving his ships in and creating a blockade around the island. He's gonna tear this place apart if he doesn't get those summoning artifacts. I'm headed for higher ground. I'll be at the shop if you need me.
Sir! I'll take the screaming narwhal out to sea before the blockade has a chance to move in, so she's not caught in the crossfire.
Okay, I'll find a way to get out to you as soon as I find...
Help!
Elaine! Winslow, wait! I have to get Elaine! I'll be right back!
No time, sir! You'll have to find a way to slip past the blockade. I'll be waiting to pick you up.
Is someone there? I need some help.
You know what? I think we'll stop there. So,
alrighty then.
Tune in next week for the climax of Tales of Monkey Island, Episode 2, The Siege of Spinner K, and any other more subtitles you can think for it. Maybe we'll start the third episode next week as well, because there's not much to go with this one, I believe, if memory serves. But I don't know if Randy's coming on after this or not. Or what's going on. We gotta chat and figure out our rescheduling business. But thank you for tuning in, and have fun.
Yeah, thank you for having me, as always.
Yes. So let's hit the save button. And save. And we will get out of here. Wit. All right, back to the desktop, and I'll just hit this.
Bye-bye.
Bye.